5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dr. Michelle Leonard from CTENT. Everybody is so stressed out, Raven and I included. It's like the anxiety of all of this is really getting to people. And the big question is how do you avoid that?
So what we do and what we've already been doing is teaching meditation. Children can do it too. Kids also really enjoy being guided into this calmness. They can bring their stuffed animals, their dolls. Older kids can just bring whatever it is that brings them comfort in their physical environment.
So now, you know, you've said, okay, we're going to meditate as a family. Everybody, if the little ones are going to go get their stuffed animals and their dolls to do it with them, you're going to sit in a circle. And if you're the parent that's doing this, that you need it just as much for yourself as you do for the children to get that sense of calm. How do you start?
Be the leader.
Yeah.
You're going to take 3 slow, deep breaths. You can close your eyes or not close your eyes. Feel the breath go into your belly. Big, deep breath, and then breathe it out slow and deep.
I feel like I need to do this myself.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah, you can do it now. It's kind of like an intentional sigh, right? When people sigh, kind of just a natural instinct, the mind wants to calm down, and so people sigh. If some people like to have, well, some people call it a mantra, an affirmation, but a positive statement, some really common ones are, I am peace. So as you're breathing out, you're going to say, I am peace.
In the middle of chaos, meditation can definitely be key. I mean, Karate Kid, we saw this. It was loud in that arena. Karate Kid, guess what he does after meditation, Anna? What
does he do?
He wins. That's part one. Karate Kid 2, guess what he does after meditation, Anna?
What?
He wins.
I like the
Karate
idea.
Karate Kid 3, spoiler alert, guess what? He wins again.
I'm going to guess, yes. He wins again.
Oh, you have it. You got it. Okay.
Dr. Michelle Leonard discussing family meditation.
I like the idea of coming up with a mantra. It could be anything. And I think that's like a fun part for the kids, too, is you're going to come up with your own mantra. And then it gives them a little bit of power, too, and probably distracts them for a few minutes so you can, you know, take a deep breath yourself.
You'll find that after the 3 deep breaths and the mind softens and you've said your affirmation or your mantra, whatever that is, I am power, I am light, you will just feel more grounded. If you choose to have your family in a circle, doesn't have to be in the, you know, in the lotus pose or the Buddha pose. And then the leader or the facilitator, we like to say facilitator, whoever that is in the family, it's nice to take turns. You might start out with a mom or the dad, but it's really fun to then let the kids be the facilitator, right? And that gives them, wow, today's my day to be the facilitator. And just the 3 deep breaths together. And with each deep breath, if there's going to be a family mantra, I am peace, we are peace, that can be said out loud together or not. And after the 3 deep breaths, you just keep breathing. What helps kids to kind of aren't used to doing that, to stay grounded, is to have sort of like the preschool days, having their own special little, if it's a pillow, a blanket, even a folded up towel from the closet. It doesn't have to be a fancy thing. You could like fold up a bath towel if you don't have extra pillows or blankets and just fold up a towel, and each person kind of has their own place to sit or lay. That's always nice. It just gives a little bit of sort of an outlay for people that aren't used to doing that.
Right, and it also contains them. You have to stay in your spot, you know,
social,
while we're doing this.
Social distance.
It's social distancing. We're going to stay. We're going to put your towel 6 feet away from mommy so I can have a break and you climbing all over me.
Okay, here's the little tape measure. Now you measure out 5 places that are 6 feet of fright.
Right.
So give them a little project and make it fun.
Yeah, well, I think it's all great advice. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. And I think some meditation is going to be the only way that we're going to be able to get out of this together.
Right. It's a great way for us to stay together.
Dr. Michelle Leonard, you can visit her online at CTENT.com.